I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scruzzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, finding places to go for a fun night out can be challenging for people who've struggled with addiction, but now there's a new option in South Yarmouth for substance-free entertainment.
Yeah, Friday night is going to be the first sober social evening, and that's going to be a monthly program that the Cultural Center of Cape Cod and Cape native Stella Wolf are going to be offering as alternatives to going out drinking. This one's going to be a trivia game night, and they've got prizes, pizza, and a hot chocolate bar. All of the sober socials are going to be free with refreshments, and they ask that participants not bring anything of their own. This trivia night's going to happen from 7:30 to 10 on Friday at the center, and while it's geared toward people in recovery from addiction, anybody's welcome.
This is the Martin Luther King Jr. Day weekend, and for the past 15 years, Wellfleet has had a big celebration for that holiday. Again this year, on Sunday and Monday, the events will be connected to the arts.
There is a drum circle, a march, and a presentation that are all part of this free celebration by a group called Art Peacemakers. It does start Sunday with an art-making event from 3 to 5 at Wellfleet Preservation Hall. They've got five artist educators that are going to host a free, family-friendly MLK birthday art party. And people of all ages can bring creations to honor Dr. King, or they can make fresh art when they're there during the event. That art can then be used to decorate the hall, or they can bring it the next day to wear or carry for the festivities. So on Monday, events are going to start at 11:30 with a drum and song circle outside Wellfleet Town Hall. At noon, there's going to be a silent community walking meditation along Main Street. That's going to circle around the Wellfleet Library and end at Wellfleet Preservation Hall. There's going to be a program featuring film, spoken word, art, music, and dance from different individuals and groups. And then there's going to be a potluck lunch afterwards.
Another event connected to the holiday is an In a Sentimental Mood program that spotlights Duke Ellington's songs and music.
This is a music and history program Friday evening at the Jacob Sears Library Cabaret. This will involve Duke Ellington's music, but also some talk about his history. And he did know Dr. King and was involved in the civil rights movement by sharing the perspective of African Americans through his art. He was a jazz composer and performer, and baritone John Murrell and pianist William Merrill are going to perform a lot of his music. Then in between, Mick Carlin, who's a Barnstable English teacher, is going to talk about Ellington. And Mick has written three jazz-themed novels for kids, including one about Duke Ellington. That show's going to happen from 5:30 to 7 on Friday at the library in East Dennis, and that there will be hors d'oeuvres and small tables with candles, and you can bring your own wine to enjoy during the show.
Also in Dennis, but on Saturday, will be the world premiere screening of a new documentary. It's one that was filmed on the Cape about sea turtles.
This movie was shot in fall 2014 when more than 1,200 cold-stunned sea turtles were saved from local beaches. It's called Saving Sea Turtles, Preventing Extinction, and filmmakers Michelle Gomes and Jenny Ting of Seattle documented volunteers walking beaches day and night and then the injured turtles and their efforts to rehabilitate them. That film's going to be shown at 4 o'clock on Saturday at Cape Cinema, and then there will be a panel discussion with the filmmakers and representatives of Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary, the New England Aquarium, and the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Association. Then for a separate ticket and a donation to the Wellfleet Bay Sanctuary, there's going to be a reception from 6 to 8 that night at the Cape Cod Museum of Art, where you can meet the filmmakers.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.